The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Ole Miss Evie. Friday's right here in this slot. Ole Miss, about a week ago, had their spring game, had a key baseball series, a lot of things happening on campus. Evie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Happy to be here. Happy to see another Friday.
Steve in Daytona Beach wants to know, how many hot dogs did you eat?
I didn't eat any hot dogs. I tell you what, it was even kind of hard to watch. Like when Joey Chestnut came in, he came in kind of at the latter part and ate 20 hot dogs in 90 seconds.
Ugh.
And I mean, even Lane Kiffin later talked about, I mean, it almost kind of makes sense when you're watching that. So yeah, 20 in 90 seconds. It's just amazing.
Did anything happen on the football field worth talking about?
No, it was a 7-on-7 game throughout they played four quarters interspersed with a tug of war and a dunk contest and an obstacle course. And on the field, I mean, they didn't have helmets on or anything. So no.
I don't have an issue because I think Lane Kiffin's just acknowledging we're not going to do anything out here. We don't want to show anybody anything. And with this veteran team, I really don't need to see anything today.
I think you're right. You know, we saw some folks. I think Phil Steele might have been the only one I saw that was truly seemed to be annoyed by it, I guess, because he couldn't get a very good idea for what to put in his magazine about the Rebels because, you know, they didn't show anything. But unlike you, with so many, I think they have 16 returning starters, the second most in the SEC for this coming season. So I think you're right. I think Lane knows what he's got and isn't worried about it. He was very concerned throughout the entirety of spring about not, you know, having any injuries. And so I think that's kind of, he chalked it up as a win.
The transfer window that we're in was hyped up by the media to be something bigger than it is, or bigger than it has been at the moment. It's been somewhat blasé, somewhat anticlimactic. Is Ole Miss, as active as they were, still active? And that includes players coming, Evie, but also perhaps announcements about players going.
You know, it's been pretty quiet in terms of what's going on in Oxford. They've lost one defensive lineman, Joshua Harris, and one tight end, Javonte Connor. And I don't think that those, you know, were critical pieces. No offense to them at all. But, you know, you bring in Walter Nolan and, you know, Princely and some of those guys that they brought in and some strong incoming freshmen. And I'm not surprised. In terms of what they're looking for, I think they're in the market. Well, it may have changed a little bit. There is talk that Princely Emmanuelin has a torn labrum that he just had surgery on. And so that might, you know, keep him out a little bit longer, you know, maybe the beginning of the fall, maybe just soon after. They've got a pretty easy schedule at the beginning of the season, so I'm not worried about that. But they may now be in the market for a defensive end. I still think they're going to get a couple of running backs, possibly a cornerback, but I think the running back and maybe the one defensive end are probably the priorities there. And there's a lot of talk, you know, as we've said, about former running back Henry Parrish Jr., who went to Miami. There's a lot of talk about him possibly coming back, so we may hear something about that soon.
The running back that folks are talking about, Damian Martinez from Oregon State, I think I saw, and you can certainly clear this up, Ole Miss on his visit list. True or not?
Yes, I believe so. And then there is also Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. That's a name there. Yeah. Another really good running back, that one from New Mexico, I believe. But yes, both of those. I've heard both of those. So, and Henry Parrish. They've had a lot of running backs that they're looking at. So, you know, we'll see. I think we'll probably see, like you say, I think the window closes at midnight on the 30th. So, but it has not been anywhere near the frenzy that, like you say, we were led to believe it would be kind of across the board.
The baseball team winning a series against Mississippi State. That was important.
Huge. That was absolutely pivotal. Yeah, the Rebels, you know, they've got another series coming up this weekend against Georgia. They're headed to Athens. But, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and Ole Miss, even though they've been, you know, they're down there at the bottom, they're inching up a little bit, but 5-10 in league play, I think Georgia maybe 7-8. But, you know, they've had series against Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas already, and those are the three top teams in the league. Well, and A&M, but you know, they've gotten those out of the way. Those were tough, so. I think they're, you know, maybe finding themselves a little bit, finding their rotations. Mason Nichols, who won the rubber game against Mississippi State this last weekend, he is not listed. Sunday's starter is listed as TBA, and I think that's because Mason had a little bit of tightness in his shoulder. Bianco assured us it was no big deal, but, you know, we'll see. I think that they certainly need him. But I saw on D1 Baseball, you know, for way too early projections, in my opinion, that the Rebels are back to, you know, first four out, I think, or maybe last in. But anyway, they're back in the conversation a little bit for postseason, which, given the way they started, that's really big.
I don't know if this is a fair comparison, but that team 2 years ago was the last team taken in the whole tournament that won it all.
I know. I'm still so shocked at that and the odds on that. I think you and I talked about that. You know, if you'd put $100 on them, then you know you would have done pretty well. Yeah, I mean, and again, you know, they're kind of finding their way. You know, they're down to, it's interesting, you know, they brought in a really high recruit, Campbell Smithwick, at catcher, freshman 7A player of the year in Mississippi, and he struggled a little bit, and so then they put in another kid, Eli Birch, and then now they've gone to freshman Trenton Lyons, so at catcher, and I just think that there still were some pieces when the season began that they weren't quite sure where they needed to go. And of course, they lost Xavier Revis and don't have Hunter Elliott. So I think they've had a lot of little moving parts there, and perhaps we're seeing them turn a corner. And Bianco, his next win, if it comes at Georgia or wherever, but his next win will put him at 1,000. So, for his career. So that's going to be a big deal.
not trying to be cute here, but if he doesn't get into the postseason, that win total might stop abruptly.
You know, absolutely, and there's a lot of talk about that. I want to say his buyout is $4 million, I believe.
Wow.
I don't think Keith Carter is going to fire Mike Bianco. I think Mike Bianco would retire before anything like that would happen. The semantics of it all, but I mean, there's a lot of folks in Oxford who are frustrated. But I tell you what, that was the first win over Mississippi State in a series win over Mississippi State since 2015. They've had some pretty good teams since 2015 in Oxford. So, and this is the team that actually got that monkey off their back. So that's a big deal.
A program that has recently, just like Ole Miss, a national championship.
Yes, and it's just, you know, that post-Natty curse continues with Mississippi
right.
State, you know, not making even Hoover, Ole Miss not making Hoover, LSU struggling. So, you know, there is something to that, but I tell you what, wouldn't trade that Natty for anything in the world.
It was either early last Saturday or Sunday, you're talking about the curse, and the LSU-Tennessee series, and I think it was game 2 or game 3. But it was early in the game, and I get a text from Blake, and he said, "I'm already in the fireball. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore."
Boy, I know. I mean, it's just it's such a fall. I mean, I feel his pain because, you know, gosh, LSU was dominant last year. And, I mean, they were dominant. They were dominant with Paul Skeens, obviously, but they were dominant throughout the season. You know, Ole Miss and that Natty winning season in 2022, they were at one point, they were 7-14 in SEC play. So, you know, 5-10 doesn't scare anybody right now. You know, and again, you know, knowing that you've got Kentucky and Tennessee and Arkansas out of the way, that bodes well for them, or bodes better.
I meant to send this to you. Even I'd like to remark about Paul Skeens and just his abilities. I saw a stat, Evie, I think, where so far, and I guess he's in AAA, he has not given up an earned run.
Oh, my God.
That's just lunacy.
I mean, I saw something where I think it was something crazy where he threw, let's see, I think Thursday night, so he threw 3 1/3 innings in an outing where he reached at least 100 mile per hour on 34 of the 43 four-seam fastballs he threw. 100 miles an hour on 34 pitches.
By the way, that clip of him pitching against that Holiday kid where he struck him out, that you realize that kid is already in the majors. They called him up.
Yes. I saw that. So, yeah.
Evie, we'll see you next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great weekend.
The Angelic Tones of Ole Miss Evie. Up to Lexington, KY. And no, not to talk about Mark Pope or the baseball series between Kentucky and Tennessee. Kevin Hagan to talk Alabama when we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a little bit tight up there at Smith Springs Road at Recreation Road. Is a cleanup that accident from earlier with some injuries. Still crawling at times out here on Vietnam Vets going westbound. Coming out of Hendersonville through Sumner County right now, headed towards Nashville. It's pretty heavy also on 840 in Paytonsville there in that section of Williamson County. It's still taking some getting used to where that's closed down there on 840 eastbound at Columbia Pike where they're doing that road work underneath that bridge. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field.
Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tonight, the defending world champions roll into Truist Park as the Braves take on the Texas Rangers in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
No Brad today, just to remind you, he is on his annual stadium pilgrimage. He's traveling. He said, Bill, I could do it, but I think the reception's going to be poor. So I said, dude, you take all the free time you need. Good for it. So no Brad today. Kevin Hagan, we talk with him on Thursdays. We do not try and trick you. That's a radio ploy, I've told you. Sometimes shows, whatever topic, politics, sports, whatever, they'll tape interviews and try and make it sound like it's live, like it's in real time. We tape this on Thursdays because that is the job setup that Kevin has now. That's the only way we can get that done is to tape him on Thursdays. We talk Alabama. Here we go.
Describe what Alabama learned or got out of the A-Day game.
Yeah, Bill, A-Day wrapped up with a 34-28 win for the white team, which this year was a different format under Kalen DeBoer. And a lot of that had to do with our current roster situation in certain positions. It was the offense versus the defense. The white team, the offense won. You can't really judge a whole lot by A-Day. Dixie Howell MVP was Jam Miller, who had 8 carries, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns on the day, along a 48. Jam looked really good. Justice Haynes looked really good running the ball. Tons of jet sweeps. If you love jet sweeps, Bill, go watch this on YouTube. It may break the record for number of jet sweeps in a football game. Was impressed with the perimeter blocking by the wide receivers on those. It's, you know, you couldn't really tell much about the defense, but it's, you know, just want to remind Alabama fans under the new defense, we are going to be playing true, honest-to-goodness zone coverage. The Nick Saban pattern matching zone, which had a lot of man elephants, those days are over. So you didn't see a lot of that on Saturday, but that's going to be interesting moving forward. I will say this, not to go through and single out a bunch of individual people, but I can tell you, Bill, getting to finally get to see transfer quarterback number 10, Austin Mack. Wow. Dude is tall. Dude's got a gun hanging on his right shoulder, and he's incredibly impressive. Kudos to Ty Simpson, who it sounds like, Bill, believe it or not, Ty Simpson, Dylan Lonergan, sounds like all the quarterbacks are coming back in August, which if so, Bill, that's going to be a major, major coup for Kalen DeBoer.
Way early for me to ask this, but with what apparently Austin Mack appears to be, does that skew the future for even a Dylan Lonergan right now?
Possibly. I mean, you could kind of see them button heads down the road, if you will. Look, it sounds like all the quarterbacks are coming back in August. Does that mean they're all going to be around at the end of August? Who knows, Bill? Ty Simpson had a really, really strong spring. Dylan Lonergan, it was hard to really judge a lot of Dylan Lonergan and Austin Mack on Saturday just because of who they were matched with. Austin Mack ran for his life most of the time that he was in there briefly. Dylan Lonergan didn't really get to work with the one, so it was kind of hard to judge. So, you know, obviously, you know, Kalen DeBoer is going to tell you going into the fall, Jalen Milroe is the quote-unquote leader. But, you know, it's just great that they're all going to come back and compete in August. Moving forward, I expect either Austin Mack or Dylan Lonergan, one of those, to probably eventually leave. And you wouldn't think Austin Mack transferred to Washington to go somewhere else.
Repetitive to the point of I've asked you this a million times, but the audience will complain. Anything new now that we're in the brand new portal window for Alabama, in or out when it comes to players?
Yeah. As of our taping, no one has come forward and said that they are transferring to Alabama. Sounds like Mama's boy's coming back from Iowa. I've talked about him in the future. Look for Alabama to be, though, very active within the next week. Got to get help at the cornerback position. Got to get help at the offensive line position. I look for Alabama to go out. If they can get a top wide receiver, I broke the news to the crew a couple weeks ago that unfortunately the injury to Jalen Hale, the wide receiver, is far more devastating than what was originally told. He is not going to play this year at all, Bill. So I look for Alabama to look there. And then, you know, we kind of laughed after the second scrimmage when Kalen DeBoer said we kind of have a kicking competition. Well, that was pretty ugly on Saturday. So, yeah, we may dip into the portal, Bill, to look for a field goal kicker because the scholarship kicker, Connor Talty from the Chicago area, missed his only kick. But I look for Alabama to be very, very active between now and April 30th in the portal.
Kevin Hagan on Fridays talks Alabama with us. Basketball news, anything to report?
Yeah, so some people are freaking out because a lot of our players have entered the portal, and that's okay. Ryland Griffin to Kansas is kind of a head-scratcher, if you will, but I'll be perfectly honest. I'll take Houston Millett, the transfer from Pepperdine, over Ryland Griffin. Mark Sears, thrown his name into the NBA draft with the ability to return. I expect the same thing for Grant Nelson. All I'll say is Nick Pringle, Chris Porter, and Davin Cosby were encouraged to find new homes. And Sam Walters, the true freshman from the Villages in Florida, while he was an impressive three-point shooter at times, Bill, he kind of lacked it on the defensive end. So nothing freaking me out so far, Bill. And, you know, a lot of Alabama fans, oh, no, Pringle's in the portal. As I said, he was encouraged to do so, and I will remind Alabama fans one more time, twice during the season, he was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team.
You mentioned 1 week ago that Alabama baseball was at a significant crossroads for the season, brand new coach 1 year, but just as far as the season is concerned, with Arkansas coming to town and they took two of three from, at the time, the top-ranked team in America.
Absolutely, Bill. What a bounce-back weekend for Alabama after getting swept in Lexington, which, and we'll get to them in a moment, Doesn't look so bad right now. You never want to get swept. So for the first time in 15 years, Alabama won a series against the number one team in the country, taking 2 of 3 from the Arkansas Razorbacks. Their reward is a chance to do it again, because now they host the Texas Aggies, who are the new number one team in the country. Jim Schlossengale bringing in his elite team. And just like Arkansas, A&M has a phenomenal pitching staff headed by their ace, Ryan Prager. The difference is there's a little more pop to the Aggie bat than there were with the Hogs. Right fielder Braden Montgomery and center fielder Jace LaViolette for the Aggies are the third and fourth respective leaders in home runs in the Southeastern Conference. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series in Tuscaloosa. Alabama's switching it up a little bit. They're going to start the lefty Greg Ferrone on Thursday night. He's typically the Saturday starter. Once again, hey, it'd be great to take 2 of 3. You just got to make sure you take one. But hey, Bill, all eyes in the Southeastern Conference World of Baseball are on Lexington this weekend. Huge, huge matchup. The number 3 Kentucky Wildcats hosting the number 4 Tennessee Volunteers. The whole series is a sellout, I'm told, Bill. It's going to be a big weekend here in Lexington.
I was just thinking, and we've got a long way to decide the college baseball season, but you could make the case that A&M's a little more balanced, I think you referred to that, than Arkansas is.
They are. I mean, Arkansas has that phenomenal pitching staff. A&M hitting 307 as a team. They're third in the SEC. Alabama fourth at 306. It's just you get a little more pop in the bat from the Aggies than you do the Arkansas Razorbacks. So that's SEC baseball, Bill. I mean, so you beat the number one team in the country and you get a chance to turn right around and do it again the very next weekend.
Kevin, appreciate the Alabama wrap up, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and roll tide.
There you have it. Always good. There's your update with Mr. Kevin Hagan up in Lexington, Alabama. Boy, think about that. Just played Arkansas. Now you play the number one ranked team this week in the Aggies. That will be interesting. Matter of fact, I was all excited about that game last night, and because of the weather, it was postponed. And so what are they going to do? Are they going to play two? I don't remember if they're going to do that today or on Saturday. I'm not sure, but I was all excited. Actually had on the, what did I have on? I had on the North Carolina NC State game. And yes, criticized me right here in town. You had Florida and Vanderbilt, and I forgot about it. I did not have that on. Yes, that is my mistake. That is definitely my mistake. Wasn't thinking correctly there. No Brad today, as he is traveling stadium to stadium. That trip has started. He does that every year, and I believe he has his dad with him, and they have a blast. He will not be available just because he thinks the cell service, the connection, will not be clear enough, and he's probably right, and he deserves time away anyways. Don't want to bother him. Non-playing portion of the season, we can afford these misses. No worries at all. No worries at all. Notre Dame spring game coming up on Saturday. And I don't get Peacock. I refuse. I have everything else. I do. I don't know of anything else I don't have. I'm not going to order Peacock. Just so I can be a stubborn dude. Just to show stubbornness. I will not see their spring game. I will need secondhand information on the Notre Dame spring game. Hey, Bill, CJ Carr looked pretty good there, Bill. Kenny Minchie, Bill, looked all right. Yeah, Kenny Minchie from the 615 looked pretty good there, Bill. Riley Leonard's got an ankle problem. He can't go, Bill. Jalen Snead, they say he's really looked good this spring. He flashed a little bit there, Bill. Ben Morrison's an All-American. That's the kind of stuff I need. That's the up-close info that we need. Jim and Ramsey. Yeah, Bill, great coach at Alabama. He was the one in Maryland, yes. Very good coach. Alabama baseball is, when you look at the future, they're in good shape. Are you telling me, Jim, he used to be a Don Bosco up there too? I did not know that. I don't know if that's the same guy. I do know that that coach is one that Tony Vitello actually recruited back years ago. Years ago. Mike the Mad Dog down in Noonan, Georgia. Oh, let me interrupt. Tom in Myrtle Beach just, I think he listed, I don't know if he had them all listed, but some of the golf pairings for spring commitment. Saturday is the golf outing. And the whole event starts Thursday, May 2nd. Saturday, which would be the 4th, is when the golf outing occurs. My son Brandon's going to be in it. I will not be involved for many reasons, but the most important reason is I am very bad at golf. Not necessary to have me out there hacking it around and desecrating a golf event. Plus, I'd rather chill. On top of all that, I'd rather chill. But, yeah, Brandon's looking forward to it. Brandon King. And then Billy, who was down here at the last commitments down on the Emerald Coast, can't make it. Just a lot going on. He's finishing his junior year at dental school at Louisville. And now is the time where he is filling out applications to do his pediatric residency. You do that a little over a year in advance, I believe. And that's what he's in the process of doing. Now, there's not a place in the 615 where he can do that, I don't think. There is a place there in Louisville where he can do that. If, again, you have to apply and get accepted. And my dad and my brother both did their pediatric residencies in Philadelphia. He may end up there. Don't know yet, but just busy with that kind of stuff. I was hoping he could come down. Tommy Myrtle Beach listed some of the names: me and Brandon, Georgia Doug, Ole Miss Evie, Coach Pete Cordelli, Vaughn Broadnax, Josh from Picktown, Irish Bill, Noel Core, Perry Mason, Tiger Mike, the Goat, Aliquippa Bob, Pac-12 Dave. I'm sure I'm leaving out. There's going to be a bunch of folks down there, though. And we'll do the show from the Four Point Sheridan Friday morning from 6 until 9. Although I doubt I'm going to be doing 3 hours. Going to turn it over. Just folks off the street. You want a shot at the mic, you can have all you want. No worries. We'll continue on. It's already Friday, y'all. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. An accident tying up traffic pretty good over here on OHB at Brentwood Commons, right here at the South Nashville Brentwood line. Again, it's got traffic really tied up because it's already heavy there at that intersection this time of the morning. Got a crash being cleared, 2100 block of Smith Springs Road, as they mop up that accident there. That also had it backed up. 24 remains very heavy westbound as you come out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. It's still really crowded over here on 840 in Paytonsville, and also still catching folks off guard. 840 East there at Columbia Pike, where that remains closed. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check it out this weekend. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
From Mike to Mad Dog, we were talking earlier. Asking Evie about poisonous snakes. She says most of them are rat snakes, the ones that attack. Try and climb up the pole to get to her birds and all that. Those are rat snakes, which are actually good. Now, do you want one, you know, slithering in your house or something? No. But they're actually a protective when it comes to the mice and all that. That's good food for them, man. They like that. That's a delicacy. I think she said they've caught a couple of copperheads, and they do have coral snakes there, too. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I'd like to thank Ole Miss Evie from Buckeye Nation for Davison. Remember, it's not Davidson. It's Davison, Igbenosin, and also Quenchon Judkins. Both of them are studs at their positions. Yes, DB and a running back. And they start. They command respect on the gridiron. Good ball players. Yeah, that is. Ole Miss, which is, I'd say this last year, become the number one transfer portal school, bringing players in. But two dudes from their roster from the last, well, Igbenosin was there a year ago, meaning he's been a year into his Ohio State time. And Quenchon Judkins is in year one. He's just transferred months ago and just getting started there. And will do big things. Dom up in Pittsburgh, who's heading to the Notre Dame spring game, says, Bill, hit me up if you want me to provide you with play-by-play of the Notre Dame spring game, provided I can stay awake. that is funny. I'm glad he mentioned that. That is very funny. Yeah, just, I don't know, just give me some pajama football news. I don't know. Yeah, young players like CJ Carr, I'd be interested in. Any of the young guys. That's the only thing I care about. At any spring game. Coach Pete, if you missed it, Coach Pete earlier was talking. He had an idea, he said, years ago, where he said, why not in the spring, for the spring game, have teams play a game against each other, meaning, again, since I'm here in the 615, let's say Tennessee and North Carolina. Or make it like the basketball challenge, make it the SEC and the ACC, whatever. Do it for 2 years and then rotate leagues. And everybody, you play the same team for 2 years, home and away. One spring you're home, next spring you're away. But he said make it an entire campus sporting event, meaning it's a football game. It's a baseball with the same schools going at it. So Tennessee, North Carolina baseball, Tennessee, North Carolina softball. Is lacrosse a spring sport? I don't even know. Lacrosse, whatever, right? Make it a campus event. Home and away, year to year. And then after those 2 years, switch leagues, and now it's the Big Ten in the SEC or what have you. And he said, make it an event. He goes, can you imagine campus and how much fun that would be and the revenue that you could probably generate doing that? Now, that's not ever going to happen because there's never been a push with any momentum to go to or to adapt or adopt, I should say, spring games, meaning team on team, outside team versus outside team. There's never been any momentum for that. It's been an idea. That idea has been discussed for a million years. I mean, I remember hearing about it in the 80s. It's never had any momentum to it. I don't think coaches would want to do it, mainly because of the injury problem. Imagine losing somebody in that game who's prominent, who is not going to be back for August or September games, October, etc. That'd be pretty rough. Now, if they did do something like that, I just know me. I always love to see how the new guys are doing. Don't care what team it is. I want to know because we watched them in recruiting. We saw how they were evaluated and all that. We evaluated them ourselves in our head. I want to know, and heck, we got to see. We've gotten to see a lot of the young guys at Georgia, but I'd like to see them in the spring, right? I know what Carson Beck's got. I want to see Gunnar Stockton again. I want to see how some of the transfers in look, like the kid out of Vanderbilt, London Humphreys. Names like that. Some of the new guys, the top-ranked freshman recruiting class in America. I want to see those young guys. I want to see Austin Mack at Alabama. Or Dylan Lonergan. DJ Lagway down in Florida. Jake Merklinger at Tennessee. I already know what Nico's got. Like C. Arch. Yeah, like C. Arch. Down in the ATX.
Good morning. It's still pretty crowded down here in Williamson County on 840 in Paintonsville. It's taken some getting used to, or they're still working over there on 840 eastbound, and they will for a while there on Columbia Pike. Still some volume coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 going westbound as you head up through the Antioch area. As I look at it live here on 40 over here in Hermitage, Donaldson going westbound, that remains pretty heavy. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has a new menu with new items on it. Check it out this weekend. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to uso.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional Philly of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donaldson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his workout. Looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 of 11, live on WNSR.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast, says Billy. Had a 38 guy come in yesterday that is a member of Royal Blue. It's a collective, Bill, at BYU. Told me 2 weeks before NIL actually kicked in, they sponsored 38 scholarships over the 85 number. Is it still a thing to get to the 85 number, or can the NIL be used to add players? I guess, yeah. I don't think there's any rule that says NIL can only be used on scholarship players. Now, I would also think that why would you want to use NIL on non-scholarship players? That's the question I would have. Why would you take resources that could be better used on the core of your team that is the most important part of your team. The people, let's face it, the people who can help you win, that's the most important group. Don't know why you would fund over the 85 limit. And if you're a player, and let's say you're a player that feels like you're pretty good and you can contribute, why would you want to be on a roster that bloated? Now, again, I don't know the situation there. Maybe they're just kids that want to be at BYU, which certainly when you think about the Mormon faith, I'm sure there are lots of players that fit into that category. But I don't understand the logic behind funding, using resources for players beyond your mandatory limit number, scholarship limit number, which has been a hard 85 for a long time. They've moved around the numbers a bunch, but they've never moved around the 85 for I think it's been 30, 40 years, something like that. I'd have to know more about that. Dom up in Pittsburgh says, Bill, here are Paul Skeens numbers in AAA after last night's start. Since he is in the Pirates organization, he may never see the majors, one of the worst organizations in all of pro sports. Well, Dom lives up there. He'd know about it. Now, I go back to the 70s as a kid when I actually watched Major League Baseball as a child. And Pittsburgh, I think, won it in 71 and 79. Willie Stargell, Pop Stargell, and all those guys. Dave Winfield, I believe. You guys can correct me on that. I know Pop Stargell. But so far, 12.2 innings, 5 hits allowed. Earned run average is 0.00, 27 strikeouts, 4 walks. Paul Skeens. That's just crazy. I go back to last year. You know, occasionally there'll be the question, I wonder what it would look like a Major League Baseball pitcher pitching to college kids. And let's face it, college kids, some do advance all the way up. You know what it would look like? Well, on a really high level, Paul Skeens last year pitching. That's what it would look like. That's exactly what it would look like. Brought a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I'm all for Pete's idea. Make it focus on the newbies and walk-on players. Bring back the JV team philosophy for this idea. I told you, when I was on Rocky Top as a freshman, I watched Georgia and Tennessee's JV, I guess. It was all young guys play in Knoxville. It was a Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon. I don't remember the day, but it was midweek, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Walked over to Neyland Stadium. I'd already seen in the local newspaper they were going to be playing. And I sat there and watched all the young guys. It was pretty cool. Now, Herschel, they didn't trot Herschel out for that. No. Herschel was beyond that. Tennessee, how many of you go back? Tennessee at the time had a local quarterback who ended up leaving or quitting named Jeff Joslin. I remember he was the quarterback in that game for Tennessee. I don't remember who Georgia played at quarterback in that game. Their quarterback was Buck Ballou, but Buck was busy on the march for a national championship. He was just a true sophomore, I think, that year. Or maybe a junior. I don't remember. He's either a sophomore or junior. But, yeah, I remember that. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that more than some silly spring game. Got to see a lot of the young Georgia guys, a lot of the young Tennessee guys. Just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. Tell you what we'll do. We've got the top of the hour. And again, no Brad. I would be promoting, hey, Brad Powers, like every Friday for the last almost 15 years. Brad is on his stadium journey, his stadium pilgrimage, where he goes stadium to stadium. Yesterday, he sent me a note from Indiana. I believe he'd been in Bloomington. No breath. We're totally clear next hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.